Thought Bubble Audio.
Look, up in the sky!
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Welcome to Beer with Geeks with Tim and Frank.
Who are you?
I'm Batman.
I am Iron Man.
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Hi, Christopher. I'm Nero.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
You're a wizard, Harry.
A couple of guys with a couple of beers and a whole lot of pop culture nostalgia.
Make it so, number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
Name the dog in the ant.
Life finds a way.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Now sit back and crack open a cold one. Because it's time for Beer with Geeks.
It comes in pints?
Shaken, not stirred.
Great Scott!
I was way off. I knew it started with an S, though.
Hi, and welcome to Beer with Geeks, where two geeks geek out with beer. I'm Tim, and with me, as always, is my almost not single friend, Frank.
Hey!
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm excited. It's good. First of all, I want to say I'm still not over how nice our setup is. I'm still so happy. If you listened to last week's episode, you know that we now have a very luxe, gentlemanly setup in Tim's home.
I actually figured out a way between our last recorded episode and this one, a better way to arrange my chair. Ooh. So I can actually lean back.
There you go. But still better. Be close to the mic.
Oh, yes, the best.
It's great.
I'm so comfortable.
I just feel like such a gentleman. It's so great. What you drinking?
I'm drinking what gentlemen drink in September, Oktoberfest. And as I alluded to with you before we recorded, I bought it in protest, which I know doesn't make any sense, but I bought it in protest so I could talk about it on the air. Oktoberfest should come out in October, not in August. I'll even take the very end of September, but this is bull poop that it shows up this early. It's still 90 degrees outside. Why in God's name am I not drinking summer? Why am I not drinking a summer ale?
Someone ought to open up a window, if you ask me.
Yeah. 90 degrees.
Yeah, so it's,
mercy. All right, sorry.
But even here in like mid-September, early to mid-September.
Yeah.
They're already selling it, and that's still too soon, too early.
Yeah, try to remember the kind of September where the grass was green and oh so mellow, and you know that we'd still be drinking summer, not Oktoberfest, because Oktoberfest disappears after like it disappears in October.
Okay, well you've heard that's true. It does sell out. It's pretty much not making it by October, but you've heard of Christmas in July. This is Oktoberfest in September.
No, that's stupid. I don't like Christmas in July either. It's just worse.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I like my beer seat. It's like when they sell... I mean, it's almost like selling clothes, like when they start putting out like fall coats in July, and you're like, that fall coat is lovely. There's no way in hell I'm wearing it until November.
Well, yeah, but I appreciate that because like I'm going to buy it now to wear in November.
Yeah. But I'm not buying my beer now to drink in 3 months.
Oh, no, that's different.
You
that's
know
different.
What I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's why I said it's almost, yeah. It's, yeah.
Sorry. Well, I'm sorry that it's you know, bull poop.
That being said, it is delicious.
It is.
Yeah.
So, as you made a quick reference to right there at the beginning, as this episode is released, you and I will be in the great state of Maine.
Mm-hmm.
And I will be getting married.
Mm-hmm. You will be.
And
I'm going to be there.
You are.
Yeah.
You are. It's going to be a great time. I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to, I can finally.
Could be great dime or great time.
Great time. Although there is a great dime here on the table. So,
ooh, there is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But.
That's fine. You can't
have it.
Especially
true. Like,
yeah, there is a dime.
There. You can hear
yeah.
It. That's the dime. So I can finally stop talking about my fiance. And say, my wife.
Yeah. Get my girlfriend come.
Get my girlfriend come. I didn't kill my wife. I kind of think he did kill his wife.
I was watching. God, what was I watching? Shoot. It might have been Friends.
Okay.
Maybe it wasn't. I can't remember.
Okay.
It might have been Friends. And somebody had a mug that said Provasic on it.
No way!
Yeah. And I died. And the person I was watching with. Had no idea why I was laughing because it wasn't a funny part at all. It must have been. I can't really think of what else I was watching this past. It must have been Friends. Somebody had Provasic on a mug.
That's so
randomly,
great.
Which is a like, why would that even be there?
That's so great, though.
But it was awesome. And I meant to take a picture and text y'all, but I forgot. And by y'all, I mean my friends, not people who are listening to the show, okay. who I don't consider friends because I've never met you.
Except some of them you have.
Except some of them I have, and which those people are my friends.
Yeah.
Hmm. I'll even take the Twitter friends. I'll count you guys.
Okay.
You know who you are.
Yeah, you do. That's funny. But yeah, so I can finally stop saying fiance, which just feels so awkward. It's an awkward word.
Yeah, because you're just so there, but you're not quite there.
So finally, I can say, like, oh, yeah, my wife, like, and it's just, you know.
It's just a thing.
It's a thing.
It's just a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I'm excited about that. I'm also excited about movies.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited to be able to sort of relive a lot of my favorite childhood classics.
I see.
As an adult.
Are you reliving the current childhood classics of the Disney stem right now? Like Alice in Wonderland and Jungle Book and Cinderella and Pete's Dragon?
So I saw... Pete's Dragon, I've never seen Pete's Dragon.
Don't bother.
Yeah.
I heard the new one I heard is quite good.
I heard it's good, yeah.
Yeah.
But not having seen the first one, I don't really know if there's a point.
Don't bother. The song is fun. The song about the candle and stuff, if I remember that correctly. Yeah.
And then Jungle Book... I could really care less about Jungle Book.
I highly recommend
Disney's
remake of the Jungle Book.
Everyone does, but I just don't care about Jungle Books. I never really did, to be honest. It never really did it for me.
It's got big kitties in it. How do you not want to see it?
I don't know. It just doesn't do it for me. I don't know. Sorry.
I want to tell your cats that.
All right. That's fine.
My cat's freaking out as it is.
He is right now, yeah. See, oh, hello. Hi, bud.
Yeah, that was my warning. That was my warning.
Your warning shot.
He was about to jump on your lap, yeah.
Hey, look out. Here comes the cat. No, he's fine. But
come here, baby Tolkien.
You know,
here.
We've got Beauty and the Beast coming out in a few months.
Mm-hmm. I'm very excited for that because Disney recently released Beauty and the Beast out of the vault.
Right.
And so, and I got it because,
of course you did.
Because I'm a nerd.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nope. And I got it for all the fun extras that are on it. Like so many extras. But they have a minute and 20-ish
Your cat is eating your tie.
Yes, I'm aware because I'm still wearing it. What are you doing?
I'm not going to edit this out, this by the way. This is going in.
Could you take a picture of what is happening right now? Because he's being a weirdo. I'll put my hand down so you can see.
Thank you.
And he's like,
oh my God, he just went in for the kill. This is great radio.
I know. I watched it. It's like a minute 23 of new footage and stuff like that. I got me so pumped. And it got us thinking, really, you more than anything, like, what other movies do you want to see
You're attack cat.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Goes in for the kill.
What are you doing, you funny kitty? What are you doing? Who doesn't love kitties?
I don't know. I don't want to know anybody who doesn't love kitties.
I know. Unless you're allergic, then I sympathize.
Oh, yeah, it's different, though.
Stop eating my phone. My God, what is happening? So, what's on your list? Because I've got a jungle kitty on top of me.
So, yeah. Actually, the first one that comes to my mind is actually not even a Disney movie.
Okay, fun. I have one that's not a Disney movie on my list.
I wonder if we have the same one. Anastasia.
No. Oh, shoot, Anastasia. Why didn't we think of that? No, that wasn't on my list.
Yeah.
Now Anastasia. I'm mad at myself for not thinking about it.
Your cat describes me. Did we actually say what we're doing? Did we not?
No. Animated movies that we want to see remade.
We would like
live,
to see. Yes.
Remade into live action movies. Not that they are coming.
Ones we would like
that
to.
We'd like to see. Because like Beauty and the Beast would be on my list, but it's coming
in
March.
It's happening. So.
I don't have to.
Yeah. I would like to see an Anastasia remake as a live action movie. This is like, you know. This is assuming you're okay with the concept. Some people are not okay with the concept to begin with, but whatever. We're trying to keep positive on this show.
Yeah.
So we're like, okay, if we had to see these movies remade, what would you want to see remade? For me, Anastasia 1.
For the record, I've seen all of them except for Peace Dragon. I haven't gotten to it yet, but I will watch it because I loved Jungle Book. And I'm not crazy about the story of the Jungle Book either, but I loved this Jungle Book. And Cinderella was one of my favorite movies from last year or the year before.
Yeah, I remember
you
saying that.
It was so good, and it continues to be so good. And Cinderella is not a story I really care about.
She gets
a dress in a mall.
Sure.
And it's fun, whatever.
Sure.
Don't care. That movie is awesome. So good. So go ahead, Anastasia.
Anastasia. I mean, like, so first of all, everyone thinks it's a Disney movie. It's probably the one movie that people most often mistake for being a Disney movie when it's not.
Arguably, yes, I would absolutely agree with that.
But it's 20th Century Fox,
mm-hmm.
and that's odd because they didn't really do a whole lot of that style of animation.
Leave it to Fox to create to create a movie about the Russian Revolution.
I know, right?
Yeah. A kid's movie.
Yeah, exactly. But what a brilliant, amazing movie with a great cast and great music.
Meg Ryan, John Cusack, Judy Dench, Kelsey Grammer, Christopher Lloyd, Hank Azaria. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, Hank Azaria.
That was all on the top of my head.
And then I kick her, sir.
And then I kick her and I give her, hi-ya. Oh, you look pretty good for a dead guy, sir. Yeah. Yeah.
Was Judy Dench in that movie?
Judy Dench is Grandmama, I think. I'm pretty sure it's Judy Dench.
Wasn't it?
Might be Angela Lansbury.
Angela Lansbury.
Might be Angela
Lansbury.
Because
they sing, remember?
Once upon a December. Yeah, that's right. Would you want to see it with the music?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a given.
Did you know there was a stage version that happened this summer in Connecticut?
No.
Oh, I didn't tell you about that?
No.
Oh, I meant to. Sorry.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
wow.
It's already gone.
That's fine.
It was like one of those, like, wait, it might come to Broadway. One of the, we're trying it out in Hartford kind of things.
Wow.
And I know somebody saw it who said it was great. They changed a lot of it, though. Like, they took Rasputin out completely.
You can't do that.
He was dead before all of that happened.
I understand, but you can't do that.
Yeah, well, I mean, he looks pretty good for a dead guy, sir. I mean, obviously. obviously.
True.
Yeah, I agree. But I mean, like, even songs, like, somebody pointed out, like, the song In the Dark of the Night is a fun song.
But
it actually, like, it's so musically different from the rest of the music that's in that movie.
But that's the fun.
In the dark of the night,
people will find her. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's a fun movie. It's a fun movie. The songs are fantastic.
That shouldn't be fun because it's about the tragedy of the Princess Anastasia.
Tim.
It shouldn't be fun, but
Tim,
it is.
But you could say that for like any of these movies.
I know, and I'm going to get to that.
Okay.
Yeah, don't you worry.
Did you realize
the key to your heart?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that song. Yeah. Oh, there's so many. You said that like a Romanov.
Yeah.
so many good ones. Yeah. No, I stand by that. That's a great movie. It's so much fun.
I don't believe we told her that.
Yes.
It is a great movie. I'm happy just thinking about it. Yeah. This is a good topic. I'm really excited we're talking about this.
All right. Your turn.
My turn.
What's your first one?
My first movie is one that is either hated or loved. The Sword and the Stone.
Ah, that was going to be one of mine.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Good. I love The Sword of the Stone.
That was going to be one of mine, which is like uncharacteristic for me.
Yeah, because you're not a fantasy guy.
No, but I love that movie.
That movie's so much fun. It really loses steam, like, pretty much right after the squirrel scene where they turn to squirrels and run around.
And they chase each other.
And, like, I want to cry my eyes out when
for
the baby
little girl squirrel.
Oh, it's so, like, it killed me when I was a kid. And even now, I skip through it now.
Really?
I'll watch to the point where he like grows up, and then I'll fast forward the rest.
Oh,
I won't watch it. There's something about unrequited love that like hurts inside. Like I can watch, but like unrequited love with animals is like
that's just not fair.
Ten times worse than anything that I could ever watch. It's crazy how much I don't enjoy that. But Sword of the Stone is a lot of fun. I don't mean I want to see. I mean, I would see, like, Guy Ritchie's King Arthur is coming out and all that stuff. And
but
that's not the same. I want to see Boy Arthur, like, palling around with Merlin. And I want to see Archimedes be like, what?
Yeah, I want a remake of that movie.
But, I mean, like, I'm going to fix it up a bit because that movie's got some problems.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, the point of this whole exercise
I want to see the Wizard's Duel with Madame Mim. Like,
yes.
How cool would that be to see in live action? Them changing animals, like boom, 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 boom. Like, that's...
Yes. Movies, exactly.
That movie's a lot of fun. Walt Disney famously hated it.
I did not know that.
He somewhat famously hated it because you know about it.
It doesn't mean it's not famous. I just didn't know it.
Yeah, he did not like that movie because it didn't turn out. It's technically an adaptation of the beginning of The Once and Future King.
Yes.
Because if you read The Once and Future King by T.H. White, what Professor X teaches in like all of his classes.
That's right, yeah.
I'm a physics professor, but I'm going to teach you this literature book. Yeah. What are you doing?
Charles.
I have my doctorate in genetics, but I teach physics and,
literature.
And literature.
Just for giggles.
Just mutant school.
Mutant school.
The Merlin characterized in that book is very much like, I know what TV is. And he like goes through time backwards instead of forwards.
Okay.
And so like he's been to the end of time.
Right.
All the way to the beginning. And so you're just getting the Sword and the Stone. Arthur's, you know, take me to Bermuda. And but I would love to see that, you know, hicketus, ticketus, figgetus, fuck, like all that.
Me too.
It's just,
yeah.
Because that movie doesn't really have a lot of music. And so you can get away with.
No, it's not really musical.
No, so but you can get away with the movie in a way that you don't even have to make it a musical in that way. You just kind of,
you could work the
Higgidus Figgidus is just his spell right. that he does, and it's a little song and dance mm-hmm. thing, and, you know, and like, that's what makes the world go round is just like right. that thing that they kind of just like sing to each other while they're like, and it's, oh, yeah, could be done. And I think
absolutely could be done.
Yeah. It's a fun fantasy movie for kids, too. And yes. There's not enough of those. There's a lot of fantasy stuff for adults, mm-hmm. but not for kids.
It's very true. But see, I feel like that they would make it more of an adult. I don't mean adult in like the inappropriate sense, but like they would make it more, it'd be dark. It'd be gritty. It'd be like,
yeah, that's not the one I want to see.
Like the stuff with his dad wouldn't be as like
sort Uther of Pendragon.
Yeah, yeah. And it wouldn't be as sort of like
Uther. Yeah.
Yeah. Whimsical as like his dad and his brother wouldn't be as funny. It would be more of like the, that kid, I need that to get away from all of this provincial life. Yeah.
Yeah. that was Oliver
and Belle.
Put together. Good. I would love Sword of Stone. What's next on your docket?
This should be no surprise to anybody who listened to, our Lion King episode. Mm-hmm. That's right.
It's Lion
Robin
King.
Hood. Oh.
That also was almost on my list because, like, you could do it like Robin Hood. You could do it like the Jungle Book. You could totally
with the talking animals
with the talking animals and whatever and
the songs.
Yeah,
like the
song. Do you think that a talking
chicken
mandolin rooster? Playing rooster isn't weird?
Mr. Rooster? I don't know.
Is that a mandolin? No, it's not a mandolin.
I think it's probably a lute.
The lute, yes. No. A lute is... No, never
it's
mind.
A string.
Yeah, just kidding. Yeah. I was thinking of a...
Flute.
No, I wasn't thinking of a flute, but thank you. I was thinking of a lyre.
Oh, yeah, no, that's not a lyre. Yeah,
which is another stringed instrument.
That's like a mini like harp, almost, yeah.
That's what David played to soothe Goliath, exactly. as the story goes. Yes. That's not what he used it for.
No, the lute was like sort of a mini guitar, mandolin type of combo.
Yes.
Would that be weird? Yeah, probably. What a day.
3 o'clock and all's well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I would totally watch that movie, too. Well, the last Robin Hood movie to come out was, thanks for the soundtrack, the Russell Crowe Robin Hood movie, which really wasn't Robin Hood because the whole thing was about him and the Crusades, and then he comes back, and that's pretty much the climax and the end of the movie. But so, like, again, the reason we know about Robin Hood is because of that movie.
Yes.
And Wishbone.
That's right. And Wishbone.
So, like, make these movies, make them for kids. You know, give Robin Hood is a classic story. Robin the Rich, give to the poor, justice, and sword fight. Like, that's a, like, give something for the kids.
Let the kids have that.
Yeah.
Let the kids have that, like.
Fantastic Mr. Fox already proved that we can see talking foxes, and it's not weird, so it's okay. Go. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that, I've always, the same way I had that sad feeling for the girl squirrel in that scene in mm-hmm. Sword of the Stone. Mm-hmm. I see you getting sad again, just thinking about it again. Mm-hmm. Like you forgot about it and you're sad again. mm-hmm. That made you feel stuff. I always had a crush on Maid Marian.
Oh, really?
I always had a crush on Maid Marian. And I'm like, this is weird. This is a girl fox. Why am I having a crush? I'm a boy. I'm a little boy. Why do I have feelings for this girl fox? But I did. And I'm always like, oh man, like that, she's cute and this is, they're in love. They need to be together. I think that was like, if I was ever a shipper, I was a Robin Hood and Maid Marian shipper.
That's wicked funny.
They belong together.
And they,
this is true love.
And they do. And they do. Until, you know, he gets into the bedroom and she's wearing a chassis belt. Call a locksmith. do you remember that? Robin Hood Men in Tights? Yes. Yeah. I was a kid. I did not get that joke.
No.
I did not. I'd get it now.
Yeah,
it's funny.
There you go.
Yeah. So next on my list is not a Disney movie. I would love to see a live action Prince of Egypt.
Ooh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Dream. That's good. a DreamWorks movie. And I don't care if you're religious or not. It's a gorgeously rendered, beautiful story. Whatever. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. It's a really top-notch movie. Val Kilmer, Ralph Fiennes. Jeff Goldblum, Steve Martin, Martin Short, Sandra Bullock, Michelle Pfeiffer. That is a packed.
It is a powerhouse movie.
Oh, shoot. Danny Glover.
Danny Glover.
Yeah. What a great movie. Score by Hans Zimmer. What a good movie.
The songs are excellent. The movie is beautiful.
It's Stephen Schwartz, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Stephen Schwartz of, you know, almost every Disney movie ever from the 80s onward, and, you know, Wicked and Godspell and all this stuff. It's really, what a top-notch movie. It's beautiful to look at. And the last Exodus movie that came out was Gods and Kings, which was
that any good?
Bogus.
Yeah.
Also gorgeous to look at, bogus rendition of the story. Like, I wanted them all to drown. Israelites, the Egyptians, whatever, drown in the Red Sea. I don't care. I don't like any of you.
Burn it down.
Yeah, just, yeah. So I would love to see, that story. I would love to see that story redone, because that music is so good. And it would have to be musical. Like, I'm sorry. It's not like Cinderella where they, like, do the story, but it's not a musical. Like,
no, it would have to be.
Or the Jungle Book, where it's like halvesies, where it's like they sing Bare Necessities.
Yeah.
And I want to be like you, but that, you know, like, that's it. You don't get anything else. Like, do all the music. Just flat out do it. It's such a good movie. I would love to see somebody with a keen live action eye, like great cinematography. Mm-hmm. It's just so many vivid colors in it. You could really draw something great out of it.
But you would want the music and everything. You'd want the full
production. Want the full production. Because the story is the story. You can watch the story of Moses in, like, not countless films, but, you know, like, it's a bunch of them. There's one with Ben Kingsley. There's the Ten Commandments.
Sure, sure.
You know, like, you know, there's so many versions of the story. You can, like, throw a stone and hit one. Doesn't matter. I want the one with that music because it's so good. So good.
Of course.
Bring back Ralph Fiennes. He could play Pharaoh. I don't even care. Yeah.
Honestly, he probably could.
He could still do it.
He could still pull it off.
Yeah, he could still do it.
Because
he was pretty young. Yeah, he was pretty young when that movie came out, so he could definitely still do it.
Because that was like 20 years ago,
arguably,
right?
Probably Val Kilmer could still do it, too. But he didn't sing his part, though.
Right.
But Ralph Fiennes did.
Ralph Fiennes did.
Yeah. Heck, Steve, bring back Steve Martin and Martin Short. Like, they could all do it.
Do it.
Sandra Bullock, bring her back.
Do it.
Yeah, they're all good. Bring them all back. Although Sandra Bullock didn't sing her part. Michelle Pfeiffer did. But Sandra Bullock
did not.
Yeah, no.
No, Meg Ryan didn't sing her parts in Anastasia.
No, she didn't. Yeah. No, I don't think John Cusack did either.
No, I don't think
actually, neither did Christopher Lloyd. It's who's the voice of Winnie the Pooh? I met him.
Jim Cummings?
Jim Cummings sings the part. Yeah.
I was like, the original voice, Sterling Holloway, he's dead.
Yeah, sorry.
He's way dead.
Yeah. Okay, that's mine. Go ahead. This game is great. I love
my next.
This
is great. I'm glad we came with this.
Yeah.
My next one is actually also a DreamWorks film. I thought about this for a little bit. I hemmed and hawed a little bit, but The Road to El Dorado.
El Dorado.
Yeah, I love that movie.
El Dorado. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Cuba.
I have not seen The Road to El Dorado since college, I would say. I mean, I saw it when I was a kid, but I don't think I've watched it since I was in college.
I watched it a lot in high school and college. A bunch of my friends and I got way into it. Mm. Way into it.
Elton John's.
Yeah. The songs are so good. Yeah. I think I remember the last time I watched it was about 4 years ago. It was the last time I watched it.
Really?
Almost exactly, actually. It was about this time of year. And I have not seen it since, and I really need to, because it's such a good movie. I used to watch it like once a year.
I haven't seen it. We should just watch it. I have not seen it in so long. I would love to watch it again.
Yeah.
Road to El Dorado. Wow, that's a Kevin Kline and...
I always forget.
I'm not sure. You have to use the... Yeah, that's the lookup.
That's the lookup.
I know it's... I always remember Kevin Kline.
You've been doing really well this episode, I got to say. With all the,
I'm not
the
looking at anything.
You have not looked a single thing up?
No, I haven't. No, I've been really good. It's all in my brain.
My mind grapes.
Road to El Dorado. Good choice.
Kenneth Branagh. That's the other one.
Oh, gosh. Shoot, I should have known that. Yeah.
Armand Asante.
Armand Asante's in that movie?
Yes, as Sekel Kahn.
Okay,
James Olmos is the chief. I didn't realize that. Jim Cummings is Cortez, of course.
Yes, Jim Cummings.
Yeah.
So Armand DeSante. I want to go back to that for a second.
Whenever I hear Armand DeSante's name, do you know what?
The Santa Claus.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Armand DeSante.
So not too long ago, I was actually out to dinner with my family, and I said something like, I don't know, like I'm like Armand DeSante or something like that. And my parents like died laughing. Like they thought it was so funny. My sister was like, who is Armand DeSante? And I was like, he was a very famous actor. And she's like, I don't, like, why do I know the name? And I was like, so you remember the Santa Claus when he gets the list from the delivery service? Yeah, and that's the first name he says. She's like, that's it. That's why I know it. I'm good now.
Armand DeSante.
The only other thing that I've ever seen Armand DeSante in or okay. do
yeah.
is Sylvester Stallone's Judge Dredd.
Oh my God. He plays really?
He's the bad guy in that
movie.
Oh
man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, Armand DeSante. What a great name. My last one, I went between two, and I'm still not sure if I'm picking the right one here. And so I'm gonna do my honorable mention briefly first. I'm gonna go okay. weird out of order, and I'll explain why this didn't make the list. So I would love to see The Lion King done like they did The Jungle Book.
Okay, that see, I thought about that one. That one was a little weird for me, to be honest.
So see if your reason's the weird one. So I opted not to put it on, even though you could basically get the original cast to still come in and do it. Jeremy Irons could still play Scar.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Matthew Broderick could still play Simba. You know, Nathan Lane could still play Timon. You could pretty much get yeah. that. Or Whoopi Goldberg could still play the hyena.
That's right.
You know, yeah. you could come in and have them do it. But because the Jungle Book is technically live action, because it's got a live action kid in it. There are real people in it.
Yes.
The Lion King has no real people
yeah,
in it.
Yeah, that would
so
be
it's
the
technically
thing.
Just an animated movie.
It would
at
just
that
be
point.
An animated movie. Yeah.
It's just another animated movie. So that's why I didn't make my list.
Yeah. Because I had the same thought. I was like, oh, I like WALL-E. Like, wait, no, that would just be.
I thought about WALL-E too, but
that
then
would
I.
Really
yeah,
not be many people.
No, and some movies just work better as animated movies.
Yeah.
You know, they don't have to be live action. So mine, my last pick is The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Ah, beautiful.
Yep. Because it's a beautiful story. It's a beautiful film. It's got beautiful music, and I think it would translate really, really, really well onto the big screen, onto the stage, anything like that. I'd be willing to lose the Gargoyles.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Even though I love their song.
Yeah.
A Guy Like You Gets Extra Credit.
Yep,
Yeah. Jason Alexander is one of those Gargoyles.
Yeah. Hey, you are familiar with the Broadway soundtrack of the or not, didn't make it to Broadway, but the
Hunchback, yeah, with Sierra Renee as Esmeralda.
You gave me a weird look. I was like,
yes.
We talked about this on the podcast.
Yeah, it was in it launched in Jersey.
Yeah, Paper Mill Playhouse.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Yeah, but it didn't make it to Broadway.
Right.
It was one of those like, oh, maybe they'll pick us up and they.
Yeah. So were the Gargoyles in that?
They weren't.
Version? They were not.
They took the Gargoyles.
So that's why you're okay with that.
Yeah.
That's what makes you say because you thought of it.
I mean, the Gargoyles were put in there because the Hunchback is a really dark story.
It's an extremely dark, depressing story.
And they definitely disify the ending of that thing. Like, go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They won't spoil it for people on the podcast. Go and read what the end of the Hunchback
rough.
Is. It is awful. It is actually awful and probably will ruin that movie for you if you don't know. So
yeah.
maybe don't.
Well, a lot of those. If you go read the original end of Little Mermaid.
Oh yeah, that's
that'll
kill you.
Hans Christian Andersen story.
Oh boy, that's a tough one.
Yeah,
even Cinderella, with I mean like the stepsisters
cutting
their heels off and stuff like that to try to fit into the like they're gruesome stuff. And people say that we have like in Game of Thrones is gruesome.
Yeah,
like you know or whatever. Like go ahead and read some of those originals.
Yeah.
They're pretty tame. Game of Thrones pretty tame in comparison. So my vote is for the Hunchback because instead of where I argued for the Sword and the Stone or Robin Hood or whatever, you know, you said like let's keep it for kids.
Yeah, yeah.
The Hunchback could be a really beautifully told story for adults with the music, with the everything. I don't even care if you don't revert back to the original ending, but. And the one that they did in Jersey,
yeah.
they took out the gargoyles and, and the saints of Notre Dame sang to
him. Oh, yes. You told
so
me
all
this.
The statues, yeah, yeah. The stained glass, all that stuff, which worked, and it was really nice, but it does remove a bit of, like, the fun levity of the show.
Well, they're the comic relief. They're the hyenas.
They are
of that.
The only comic relief. Yeah. Apart from Phoebus, also played by Kevin Kline.
That's right. Yeah. There you go.
We have two movies with Kevin Kline on our list. Yeah.
Who knew?
Why not? Yeah.
Probably the only two Kevin Kline movies I can name off the top of my head, honestly.
The History Boys.
Sure.
No.
I don't know what you're talking about. I believe you.
DeLovely.
Okay. Yeah. I guess that's one.
I won't keep going.
Please.
There are more. I'll stop. It's fine. The Incredible Mr. Limpet. No, he's not in that one. A Fish Called Wanda. That's what I'm thinking of.
Incredible Mr. Limpet.
Wanda. I was thinking of Fish Called Wanda.
Wait, Mr. Limpet? Isn't that Don Knotts?
Yes, Don Knotts. Yeah.
Don't even ask me how I know that.
No.
I've never seen the movie.
Oh, you've never seen it? No. I used to watch it all the time
when I was
a kid.
I've never seen Mr. Limpet.
Oh, yeah. I watched it all the time when I was a kid.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow. That is... We are special nerds.
Woo boy. So anyway, what were you saying?
Aladdin.
Is going to get brighter? Ooh, Aladdin.
Aladdin.
Aladdin was almost made it to my list.
Mm.
Almost. And then I opted not for the reasons. I don't know why.
Aladdin.
It's a good choice.
I was starting to think about, you know, what are some other things that went made it to Broadway but didn't really, you know, have the huge success that a Beauty and the Beast or Lion King had on Broadway.
Okay, yeah.
And Aladdin was or still is? I think it might have closed.
I think it's still going.
Is it still going?
I think so.
I really don't know because it hasn't had that much notoriety because it just hasn't, like, gotten the national
It didn't get the recognition that Lion King or Beauty and the Beast got.
Which, so it probably is not.
Or even Mary Poppins for that matter.
True. But I really want to see it. And it's got, again, amazing music.
Mm-hmm.
You've got, I would love to see the Broadway cast be in a film because the guy who plays Genie is just freaking genius in everything that I've seen.
You mean Robin Williams?
No, on Broadway, I mean.
Oh.
Sorry,
thought
no,
you were
not,
making a really tasteless sorry. Joke, and
no,
I was
no.
I was
no.
really concerned, and it really
this guy's really up and coming. I think he's going to do great.
Yeah,
things.
I was like,
no, the guy.
Oh, Frank, I don't know how to tell you this. Yeah,
I have really bad news.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
The guy from Broadway who plays Genie is brilliant.
Really?
Oh, he's.
I actually haven't even listened to the soundtrack.
He's amazing. I remember the year they were at the Tonys, he performed and he was just like off the wall.
I think I watched that.
Ball of charisma.
Yeah, I did watch that.
Like you'd need to be to step into a Robin Williams role.
I'm glad. I like what they did. Like they did it like the Lion King where they went with the, like the we're in the Middle East aesthetic,
yes.
Like we're in Africa aesthetic. They tried that. I saw the Jungle Book in Boston where it's at the Huntington. They tried to do that same aesthetic, and it was like we're in India. We have these, you know, the Disney aesthetic. It was really good, but I don't know why. I understand why it wasn't picked up.
Mm.
But I like that they're doing that. I would like to see that. I love Aladdin, so I would definitely
right.
see that.
Yeah.
Hmm. Who would you cast as Jafar?
Well, on Broadway, do you know who they cast as Jafar?
No.
The guy who was in the movie.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
That's super cool.
Isn't it? I'm blanking on his name. I already used the lookup, but I'm going to use your lookup because you haven't used it.
Sure.
I'm just gonna look it up. But yeah, no, the guy who played him in the, and I should know his name right now, Jonathan Freeman, who voiced Jafar.
Oh, I guess I don't have to use my lookup then.
Yeah.
You remember.
I used it for you. Jonathan Freeman, who played voiced Jafar in the film, was cast as Jafar on stage.
That is
one of my favorite
awesome.
Like, movie Broadway facts of all time.
That's awesome. Good for that guy.
That's like as cool as
good for
like,
that guy.
Ian McDiarmid like aging to exactly the right age to play Emperor Palpatine.
Yep.
It's just like that.
Oh, that is super cool.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I assume he's not playing Jafar anymore.
I assume he's not.
Yeah.
You know, it was for the initial run. But, really, really cool.
That's cool.
Oh. Imagine going to see that show and hearing his voice and being like, what?
Or just like looking at the playbill
yeah.
at the time and be like, voice Jafar in Aladdin. You're like, oh. But if he doesn't deliver the lines exactly as he delivered them in 1992 or whatever, you're like, It's not the same. 92, 94.
I'm going to say 92.
Is it 92?
Yeah, it was 92.
Is it really that?
Because it was the next one after Beauty and the Beast. I remember when Beauty and the Beast came out, I know this like for 90, sure.
92.
Beauty and the Beast came out, and I had the VHS.
Yeah.
And there was a commercial at the beginning
of it. Beauty and the Beast was 91.
91. And
lost the Oscar to Silence of the Lambs.
I know, but...
Silence of the Lambs. Yeah. Yeah. Right.
for Best Picture, that is. For, it, yeah, it, for one, it won for Best Animated.
Yeah, for... Yeah.
But... yeah, at the beginning of that, you know, before the feature presentation on those old Disney tapes, where they have the trailers for upcoming things.
Yeah.
And they had Aladdin, a preview for Aladdin. And I didn't see Aladdin for a couple years, but I had that, I like have that trailer memorized.
I know exactly what you're talking about. But they always, those previews, like what's coming next, always get confused in my mind.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it was Aladdin, like, was the Aladdin preview before Beauty and the Beast?
Yeah.
Well, or was the Lion King preview before Aladdin or whatever? I can never remember those.
I'll always remember that one because I watched Beauty and the Beast so much that I'll remember they were attached to that. That and I had Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs and Roy Disney did the intro to it at the beginning of the tape.
Okay.
He comes out and he's like, oh, my Uncle Walt did this and it was so great and blah, blah, blah. And now we're continuing tradition with the... our next upcoming feature is Pocahontas, the story of a young Native American woman. Well, when he goes to the whole thing about Pocahontas.
Oh, yeah, I remember that preview, yeah.
Do you remember that? Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was for me, anyway, that was the beginning of Snow White.
Yeah. Pocahontas almost made my list.
Really?
Yeah, because I do like that movie, and then I remembered that I've seen it. It's called The New World, and I'm over it. Yeah. It was pretty boring. Yeah. There were a couple of those. Like, I didn't think about Mulan until this second. I wouldn't mind seeing Mulan. But
that wouldn't
have
made my list.
But there's like but it's exactly like, it's like, I wouldn't mind versus like, I really would like to see this.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you have an honorable mention?
That's kind of it for me. You must, though, I'm sure.
The Lion King was technically it, though. I mean, like, because there's no, it's technically not live
action.
Yeah,
it doesn't really follow the rules. But
mine would be Sleeping Beauty because Maleficent really... The part that was Sleeping Beauty, like, was very minimal.
Mm.
And I would actually like to see more of the Sleeping Beauty story. Bring Angelina Jolie back. She was great.
Sure.
But, like, make her evil. Make her Maleficent. Make her live up to the name. Don't make her, like, curse the child and then cry immediately about it afterwards. Like, your name is Maleficent.
Elphaba.
Yeah. Like, live up to your name. Why don't you?
You know, I would like to see Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, but I just have this...
There's a bunch of them already.
Yeah, but I mean,
actually,
like,
that Snow White that came out with Julia Roberts, I think it's called Mirror Mirror.
Oh yeah,
is really good.
Is it good?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I would recommend.
But when I say that, I mean like with the Disney songs, with the Whistle While You're Working, Hi-Ho, and all that. But I have this nagging feeling that if they ever did, they would like the dwarfs would be like the Oompa Loompas from the Tim Burton. Charlie and Chocolate Factory.
Oh, yeah, no, thank you.
Like, I feel like I would not like them.
Did you ever see the staging of Snow White, with all the songs and stuff like that? We had a VHS of it. It was taped off a TV growing up. We used to watch it all the time, where it was like, it was just the movie, but it was all on stage.
Oh.
And it was filmed, and all the dwarves were just like in their little costumes. And when she like whistled while you work, like all the animals came in and like people like in chipmunk costumes and deer costumes and whatever else and came and cleaned up with her.
Done like.
I want to see if it's on YouTube.
Done in the style of, are we talking like. Like Julie Andrews' Cinderella, like style? Or like.
No, it was definitely. It was like. Sort of. It was on stage in front of a live audience. So more like Kathy Rigby's Peter Pan. Yeah, Snow. I'm gonna look it up. Snow White, musical play. Let's see if that helps. Nope. Yep, it's on there. Snow White, an enchanting musical at Disneyland Resort.
Oh, at Disneyland. Okay, that makes sense.
I think that's it. Oh, here, let's listen. And we're fast forwarding.
Oh, hear the music.
Is this it? Nope, this does not look familiar. Nope, maybe it is it. Yep, I think this... Yeah, this is... Pretty sure this is it. Just... This is crazy. Nope. That's...
Oh, yeah.
I actually forgot that song is from this movie. That's close. That seems to be close to it. Oh, no, wait. I think this is it. I think I found it. Yep, I found it. It's Snow White Live at Radio City Music Hall, 1980.
Ooh, wow.
That's cool. It. I found it. Oh, I'm so happy I'm going to send that to my family.
You should.
Yeah. Check it out. Even just like fast forward through it, it's like the costumes are like ripped from the screen onto the stage. It was I'm sure it's like hokey as all.
I'm sure it is, but still, that sounds interesting to a nerd like myself.
Yeah, I know it does. So do you have any final thoughts?
No, man. That's kind of it for me. I hope that Disney is listening right now, and that when they decide, okay, what are we gonna do next, guys?
Yeah, or for that matter, I hope Fox and DreamWorks
and DreamWorks too. Yeah, exactly. Because these are all, I think, pretty good ideas.
Pretty good. Okay. So you can find us on Facebook, the internet, Facebook, the internet, Twitter, and Gmail at Beer with Geeks. You can rate it and review us on iTunes, Google Play, Overcast, and Satchel, and all places that podcasts are found. Rating and reviewing really helps us. You can also find us at Thought Bubble Audio, our company banner, where you can also check out The Marketers Next Door and Supergirl TV Talk. Mm-hmm. So that right about wraps it up for us. This was really fun. I think we should do more list things.
I think so too.
It surprises us. So we'll come back with more listy things perhaps in the future. Arbitrary numbers, 13 things that Frank and Tim really like. 17 things that get your beer gullet whizzing.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
No one does.
No one does. Okay. Until next time.
Cheers.